so they can sail into the bay.
We'll take you on a holiday. And Simon says,
I can, you can, we all can. I can, you can, we all can.
I will have such fun today.
We will have such fun today.
I hope you like the songs we play.
And Simon says,
greetings and ahoy there, everyone. This is Simon from Simon Says, and you are all very welcome to my lighthouse. As it happens, I'm here by myself today. My good friend Diva the opera singer is singing in Italy, and Gulliver the seagull is off trying to find some cake, as per usual. I do miss them terribly when they're not here, so I've been thinking of all the happy times we have spent together. Like the occasion when Diva danced for the first time.
Baboons, they move like this. And the bears, they dance like that. Everyone dances in their own way.
I just wanna dance with you.
There's so many moves that we can do.
I just wanna dance with you.
When I move my feet, I never feel blue.
Whichever way you move, it'll be a glorious display. The tigers, they dance like this. And the owls, they fly like that. Everyone dances in their own way.
I just wanna dance with you.
There's so many moves that we can do.
I just wanna dance with you.
When I move my feet,
with you.
There's so many moves that we can do.
I just wanna dance with you.
When I move my feet, I never feel blue.
I just wanna dance with you.
There's so many moves that we can do.
I just wanna dance with you.
When I move my feet, I never feel blue.
Oh, that was a special day. In the end, we couldn't stop her dancing. She refused to stay still. Oh, such fun. There was another time when Gulliver was meant to be singing on the radio, but he was so nervous. Diva and I were able to help him with his nerves, and in the end, he sang beautifully.
If I could be a parrot in the zoo, I'd still want to be me. I've got no time for elves that go twit-a-woo. I just want to be me.
Soaring up into the blue skies, you wouldn't believe your eyes. Up where the air is clear, there's no pollution here. I fly.
If I could be a cow on a farm, I'd still want to be me. The humans are nice, they've got lots of charm, but I just want to be me.
Soaring up into the blue skies, you wouldn't believe your eyes. Up where the air is clear, there's no pollution here. I fly.
If I could be anything at all, I'd still want to be me.
Soaring up into the blue skies, you wouldn't believe your eyes. Up where the air is clear, there's no pollution here. I fly.
Oh, what a performance! Diva and I were so proud of Gulliver that day. He has since been on the radio 2 more times. In seagull circles, he is becoming quite the celebrity. Soon, I imagine, he'll be signing autographs, though I'm not quite sure how he will hold a pen, seeing as he has wings. Knowing Gulliver, I'm sure he'll manage somehow. It wasn't long after that performance that Gulliver brought an unusually shaped object to the lighthouse. He and Diva thought it was an egg that was about to hatch. They debated back and forth about what could come out of the egg. They also talked about the animals they liked and disliked. I said, "Does it really matter? Won't we love it just the same? Because everyone deserves to be loved."
Everyone deserves to be loved. It's the most important lesson to learn. On the outside, we may look different, but inside we are all the same. Everyone deserves to be loved. It's the most important lesson to learn. It doesn't matter if you're a fish, bird or mammal, we should all be treated the same way. A young colt taking their first steps, a duckling learning to swim, a tiny kitten opening their eyes for the first time, or a fledgling extending their wings. Everyone deserves to be loved. It's the most important lesson to learn. If we all cared for each other, this world will be really fun. A baby piglet rolling in the mud, a puppy playing with string, a small cub sleeping on their mother, it's all such a beautiful thing. Everyone deserves to be loved. It's the most important lesson to learn. On the outside, we may look different, but inside we are all the same.
Important words indeed. Everyone deserves to be loved. After further inspection, it wasn't an egg at all. It was a big stone. We took the stone back to the beach where Gulliver had found it, and whilst we were there, we decided to do a big clean-up. The beach gets so dirty these days with people leaving their rubbish behind. It's bad for the environment, and it's bad for the animals. So we got our gloves, and we got our bin liners, and off we marched.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And sing!
Everybody show your work.
Everybody show your work.
Responsibility. We must protect those in the sea. We must protect you and me. We must protect all that we see. All of the birds in the trees. All of the lakes and the streams. All of our hopes and dreams. And we should never cease.
Everybody show your worth.
Everybody show your worth.
We're gonna do a bit for planet Earth.
We're gonna do a bit for planet Earth.
We're going down to the beach today.
We're going down to the beach today.
To pick up the litter in our way.
Responsibility. We must protect those in the sea. We must protect you and me. We must protect all that we see. All of the birds in the trees. All of the lakes and the streams. All of our hopes and dreams. And we should never cease.
Our responsibility. We must protect those in the sea. We must protect you and me. We must protect all that we see. All of the birds in the trees, all of the lakes and the streams, all of our hopes and dreams, and we should never cease.
Everybody show your worth.
Everybody show your worth.
We're gonna do a bit for planet Earth.
We're gonna do a bit for planet Earth.
We're going down to the beach today.
We're going down to the beach today.
To pick up the litter in our way.
It didn't take long for us to fill all of our bin bags. The main culprit? Plastic. There seem to be more plastic bags and bottles than grains of sand on the beach. So make sure you throw all of your rubbish away and recycle all your plastic. One thing the trip to the beach taught us was that we worked really well as a team, as we did a great job cleaning the beach. Another day that required teamwork was Diva's birthday. Tallulah Gulliver and I had secretly planned to throw her a surprise party. We waited for her to sleep, which didn't take long, as we all know Diva likes to kip. Then we leapt into action, decorating the lighthouse. But Gulliver wasn't able to blow the balloons because, well, he is a seagull. And then disaster struck. Tallulah knocked over the birthday cake, splat on the floor. Panic was setting in, but we pulled together, we worked as a team, and ended up having a fantastic party.
So much to do, so many decorations to make.
Give me my penny, I need to bake the birthday cake.
I'll hide the presents somewhere Diva will never see.
What a team we are, working in harmony.
We have to do things quietly. If Diva wakes up from her dream, our big surprise will be gone.
It's Diva's birthday, what a magic day. Get out the game so we can play. It's Diva's birthday, what a special day. When she awakes, we'll shout hip hip hooray. And we'll play. Along to everything on Diva's special day.
The playlist ready and it's chock full of her favorite songs.
It's almost time for all of us to sing along.
The table's laid with knives, forks and spoons.
Gulliver has finally blown up all of the balloons.
Is it time that she should wake? Does someone want to give her a shake? Now everybody shh.
What are you doing?
It's Diva's birthday. What a magic day. Get out the game so we can play. It's Diva's birthday. What a special day. Now she's awake. We shout hip hip hooray. And we'll play.
We'll sing
and dance along to everything on Diva's special day.
Oh, we all slept really well that night. I gave Diva a triangle for her birthday. She loves it. Whenever I write a song now, she's always asking if she can play a solo in the middle of it. I haven't found the right song yet. I'm sure I will, though. I'm sure I will. Living in the lighthouse, we are very close to nature. We are surrounded by lots of different birds and fishes. We are very lucky. It makes us very protective of the Earth, so if there's anything that we can do to help, we do. Last week, for instance, we all took part in a big upcycling project. Upcycling is when instead of throwing something out that you think you don't need anymore, you see if you can use it for something else.
You don't have to throw me away. I'm worth keeping, I'm here to stay. You don't have to throw me away. There are so many things that you can save. I had a rusty bike, it was blocking the door. I said to myself, I can take this no more. I'm gonna take it down to the rubbish tip. When Gulliver said, no, you must save it. It's a piece of art, hang it up on the wall. It's a hipster's delight, who could want more?
You don't have to throw me away. I'm worth keeping, I'm here to stay. You don't have to throw me away. There are so many things that you can save.
chicken and eggs. It had been up there for so many years that if I got rid, I didn't expect any tears. But then Diva said, "Where do you think you're going with that? You can use it to make a stand for my hat.
You don't have to throw me away. I'm worth keeping. I'm here to stay. You don't have to throw me away. There are so many things that you can say."
So many things I'd normally throw in the bin, and now with just a little bit of imagination, I can turn this box into a railway station.
You don't have to throw me away. I'm worth keeping. I'm here to stay. You don't have to throw me away. There are so many things that you can save. You don't have to throw me away. I'm worth keeping. I'm here to stay. You don't have to throw me away. There are so many things that you can save.
Not only was upcycling good for the planet, it was also great fun. We turned some single socks into sock puppets, we used a jug with a chip in it as a pencil holder, and we also gave Matt the Coast Guard a chair that we didn't need. He was very, very grateful. Teamwork isn't all about lifting and carrying things, though. It can also be about putting everyone's heads together to try and work something out. Like when I was trying to write a song about a zoo. I was really struggling trying to find the right words. My friends put their heads together and they really helped me out.
I wish to write a song about a zoo, but only the very best words will do. Sometimes it takes a very long time to find the words you want to rhyme.
Ooh. A chimpanzee and a brown wolverine, a grey rhino and an armadillo, a bat, a rat, a bear, a hare, a cow, a sow, a crow, a doe, a lark, a shark, a mole, a bowl. Is there any more? I don't know! A slimy guppy and a cute little puppy, an elegant grouse and a tiny field mouse, a moth, a sloth, a nag, a stag, a fawn, a prawn, a dog, a hog, a goose, a moose, a germ, a worm. I think it may be your turn!
I catch my breath, I count to three. There's so many words surrounding me.
I wish to write a song about a zoo, but only the very best words will do. Sometimes it takes a very long time to find the words you want to rhyme.
Ooh. A kangaroo and a cockatoo, a grunting seal and a slippery, slippery eel, a jay, a ray, a hen, a wren, a grise, some lice, a fowl, an owl, a drake, a snake, a lynx, a minx. I'm running out of words, methinks. A conchilla and a hairy gorilla, a stealthy shrew and a caribou, a chick, a tick, a clam, a ram, a cock, giraffe, a bee, a flea, a bug, a slug. I've got enough. I think it's time to give up.
I catch my breath, I count to three. There's so many words surrounding me.
I wish to write a song about a zoo, but only the very best words will do. Sometimes it takes a very long time to find the words you want to rhyme. I wish to write a song about a zoo, but only the very best words will do. Sometimes it takes a very long time to find the words you want to rhyme.
Ooh. I catch my breath, I count to three. There's so many words surrounding me.
Who knew there were so many creatures with names that rhymed? If you try and say them all, you run out of breath. Talking about running out of breath, it reminds me of Gulliver, who was petrified recently because he thought he heard a ghost outside his window at night. We decided we would come together and form a pirate crew to scare off any unwanted intruders. We called ourselves the Jolly Roger Three.
Wow. We are the crew of the Jolly Roger 3, and we sail across the wildest seas. If you see us, you better run and hide. You'll be safe if you're locked inside.
We sail the seas from coast to coast, from port to port. We're feared the most. If you come near us, we're really scary. Our body odor stinks and we're really hairy.
We are the crew of the Jolly Roger 3, and we sail across the wildest seas. If you see us, you better run and hide. You'll be safe if you're locked inside.
Well, shiver me timbers, it's time to go. We're going to sling a hook and heave-ho. We're going to fill our coffers full of loot. Give it to me now or you'll feel my boot. Ah!
The crew of the Jolly Roger 3, and we sail across the wildest seas. If you see us, you better run and hide. You'll be safe if you're locked inside.
Sometimes when it gets quite rough, I feel a bit sick and I've had enough. Then I'm told we haven't left the port and that my pirate credentials fall well short. Oh, sorry.
We are the crew of the Jolly Roger 3, and we sail across the wildest seas. If you see us, you better run and hide. You'll be safe if you're locked inside.
I wish that I had been a baker, baking bread full of flavour, and settled down in a pretty village. Instead, I have to plunder and pillage.
Right, I'd better be off. Remember, you can watch all the episodes of Simon Says on the RTE player. And all the songs are available on all music streaming platforms. Catch you again soon. Slán!
I will have such fun today. We will have plenty to say. I will write some songs to play in Simon Says. I'll guide the ships coming our way so they can sail into the bay. We'll take you on a holiday in Simon Says.
We all can, I can.